Can I tell you a secret? Anytime you make a decision that's rooted in fear, there is a high probability that the outcome of that decision is going to be so bad that it's one worse than the outcome would have been if you didn't make a decision at all. And two, it's just going to be a bad outcome. Welcome to Brown Girls Need Healing Too, the podcast where we dive deep into the journey of healing, transformation, and radical self-love. I'm Kiana, and I'm here to help you break free from trauma, reconnect with your inner peace, and step boldly into the life you deserve. This is your space to feel seen, heard, and supported as we explore the tools, stories, and practices that will help you reclaim your power and rewrite your story. Because healing isn't just for some of us, it's for all of us. And brown girls need healing too. And this episode is really, 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 really important because sometimes people get caught up in these patterns. And when I say people, you guys know I'm talking about myself. So this is real life shit that has recently been brought to my attention. And so when people make fear-based decisions, it's often a cycle that they're unfamiliar that they're even participating in. And you guys know that lessons will continue to show up in your life until you learn from them. And just recently, through my business, I have realized that I'm repeating the same pattern over and over and over and over and over again. And for my people, for my listeners that are entrepreneurs, I think that this will really resonate with you. But I mean, anyone in general, because everyone makes fear-based decisions. I remember when I was like single and dating and desperate. Like the desperation came from me having this unconscious fear that I was going to be alone or I wasn't gonna find anyone to accept me. And so therefore I literally would date anyone that gave me some attention. I mean, I'm not gonna say like just anyone, but majority, 80% of the people that came across my way, if they were consistent enough, which is not consistent, most of them weren't, then I would be okay with entertaining them because I was afraid of being alone. And just recently with my business, it was just like clearly shown to me. I can't deny it. I can't hide it. I can't cover it up. I can't sugarcoat it. Like, Kiana, you keep making decisions based in fear, and it's only going to cost you in the end. And, you know, they say that owning a business is spiritual, and it is. It really is. Owning a business stretches you to the depths of your psyche that you never even thought to explore. And just recently, like, you know, with starting my company, Spectrum Squad, and offering, you know, ABA services to kiddos with autism. For those of you guys who don't know, I decided to start a ABA company with my son's BCBA. And I'll talk about that in another episode. That's a whole episode in its own, but manifested this company. And so with this manifested company, I started, you know, I got to the point where I needed to hire people on, and oh gosh, I have realized now that I hired from a place of complete desperation. Like I had this fear that, oh my gosh, what if I don't hire this person and the clients leave us because it's taking too long to start services? You know, generally just rooted in fear. And so I hired a lot of people actually, out of desperation that weren't a good fit for, you know, our company. And I realize now that had I just waited, because we do have good team members on our team, and we do have team members that align perfectly with the core vision and the values that we're looking for in employees, which I don't like the word, by the way. But had I just waited, I wouldn't have been in the situation where I was in, where I had to let someone go, and it just was a messy situation. And so I realized, like, wow, how many times have I done this? Ooh, how many times have I done this? And I remembered, like, a few conversations with our clinical director, and we're trying to place an employee with a client, and the client's very picky about what they want. And so we're like, okay, well, they meet the minimum requirements for this client. Why don't we just hire them? But we know that this person isn't going to align with our core values as a company 100%. And so at first we were saying no, but then things, like, we were getting pressure from the client. And so we just felt like, well, maybe we should offer this person the position. And so we ended up offering the person the position, but thankfully he did not take it. And it was just one other incident of me realizing that I was making yet another fear-based decision that was literally going to cause me more work in the end than it would have if I just would do nothing, or if I would just wait. So fear-based decisions are so dangerous, because when you make a decision based in fear, it's like your fight or flight is activated. You cannot see beyond your current situation. And like they say, you cannot solve a problem from the same energy it was created from. I'm sorry. And unfortunately, when you make a decision based in fear, you are rushing and you're settling, because it creates this false sense of urgency. And like, thinking back on all of the decisions that I made when it came to hiring for my company, I had this false sense of urgency. And how do I know it's false? Because I put it on myself. Honestly, I could have just communicated, like, hey, it's going to take a little bit longer to find the right person, you know, for your kiddo. And instead, I stressed myself out because I thought the clients were stressed out, but in reality, I was the only one stressed out. Another reason why fear-based decisions are so dangerous is because it keeps us, like, literally in our comfort zones. And, you know, comfort zones tend to feel like safe havens. But what people don't realize is these same safe havens are actually just cages. They keep us limited, they keep us stagnant, and they keep us where we're at. And unfortunately, fear-based decisions often disguise themselves as logic. But they're rooted in what ifs instead of what is. What if the client leaves me? What if I never find anybody? What if I don't? What if I put this application in and they deny it, and then I'm homeless? What if, what if, what if, what if, what if, what if I don't do something right now? Then I'm probably going to end up homeless. I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life. The client's going to leave me. Yada, yada, yada. We can keep going on and on, because you get the point at this point. But some of the things in my practice, in my lifetime, not only just my business, but especially my personal life, I've noticed, like, some common examples of fear-based decisions. And in this episode, I just want to bring this to light, because, you know, the second that we're aware of something, when we become aware of something, we have the ability to change it. And for a lot of people, staying in unhealthy relationships because of fear of being alone, or fear of doing life alone, or fear of raising children alone, it's a fear-based decision that keeps you stuck. Oh, there goes my food delivery. Okay. let me silence that. Okay, and another text message. I'm so sorry, guys, but this episode is real and raw, and I'm not trying to edit it, because, like, I had to get this off of my chest. It was burning a hole in my soul, so I'm like, I need to get this out. Okay, another one that's super common is avoiding tough conversations out of fear of conflict. OMG. I know so many people that are afraid to speak up for themselves. And at one point, this was me as well, before I learned how to have boundaries. So many people that have a fear of speaking up because one, they don't want to cause problems. You know, this is just how the person is. What if I speak up and then the mother of my kid takes them away because they're angry? What if I speak up and my mom never talks to me again? What if I set a boundary and I lose out on my family? What if I say something that hurt me and that person turns it back on me? What if, what if, what if, what if? Another one is saying yes when you mean to say no to avoid being disliked. Hello, certified reformed people pleaser here. Used to say yes all the time, like word vomit came out of my mouth. Somebody would ask me something, yes. And like, I wouldn't even give myself a second to think about it. And it's just very like, eh, you know? Okay. So, and definitely. One of the other things that people do commonly is not starting something because they're afraid to fail. And how many people do not start things because they're afraid to fail? I mean, like literally everyone who hasn't started something, especially the people who have these ideas of having a business, entrepreneurship, applying for a promotion, applying for a certain job. Those are fear-based decisions and they just keep you limited. Can you see, going over these common examples, how things like this, how fear-based decisions will keep you exactly where you are? Nothing changes until something changes. Okay, so this is what I want you to do, because this is where the real work is going to happen. When you get a moment, if you're driving, if you're alone, like, you know, turn the music down, driving, if you're washing dishes, you know, come, bring it back to yourself and ask yourself, what's one decision I made because I was afraid of the alternative? And I promise you, you're going to get something. Also, ask yourself, did it actually work out long term or did it cost me something deeper? Like peace, freedom, authenticity. I know so many women that stay in unhealthy relationships because they are afraid of being alone or doing life alone. And what they don't realize is it costs them their energy. And when I say energy, I don't mean like I'm tired, I'm awake. I mean like your energy, your thoughts, your actions, how you show up, how creative you are, how you approach the world, that is a limited resource. And when you're in a relationship that is constantly making you doubt yourself, constantly making you check DMs and text messages because he has stepped out on you before, he or she has stepped out on you before, and all of your energy is going towards wondering where this person is, or just a toxic relationship, you're constantly fighting with them, it takes your energy. And a lot of people stay in these situations because they fear being alone. They fear that they're not going to find anything better. And it's just not true. Those are limiting beliefs. And limiting beliefs are decisions. It's just a decision that you're making. It's just something that you're choosing to believe in because you see no other way. But one thing that we've learned is that there is another way. You just have to reframe your thoughts. So, here's a question. If you look back on like all of the decisions you ever made and you're able to identify some fear-based decisions, did they ever lead to like anything that was long-term positive? Also, what emotions were present when you made that decision? Were you grounded or were you panicked? And this one is important because when something comes up again, and it's going to come up, it's going to come up, and it's going to come up, and it's going to keep coming up, and it's going to be something else, and it's going to be disguised as something completely different. But at the root of it, it's going to make you feel that same emotion. And the reason why I'm harping on emotion is because that is your trigger. That is what I want you to clearly identify, because that feeling that you have is what leads you to make the same decision. So if you know, hey, this pit in my stomach, you know, my anxiety, my inability to sleep because I don't know what's going to happen if I don't make a decision or if I make the wrong decision, that is the emotion that you want to tie your memory to, and then say, okay, well, I've made decisions based off of fear in the past, and they have not led me to where I want to be, or they made it harder to get to where I want to. So I'm going to do something different. And that something different, hold on to your seats. That something different is going to be nothing. Yes, I'm not joking. If you have the ability to separate yourself from that fear, to say, hey, I have this really huge problem, and right now in the energy that I'm in, I do not know the solution. I can't find a solution, so I'm going to step away from the problem. And for each person, the amount of time that you take away from the problem is going to differ. But when you step away from the problem and you separate yourself from the problem, eventually you will get a creative idea that comes, or somebody will call you and say something. Or I kid you not, this happened to me a few times. Someone will literally solve the problem for you. Like, we had an issue, or not an issue, but like one of our clients needed to have their kids seen in person. And like, we didn't have an office, and we were going to be like a home-based business. And I kept thinking like, oh my God, we're going to lose this client. And so what did I do? I literally signed up for a Regis co-working office space. And that was one of the worst decisions I ever did, because I kid you not, they hit me with so many fees. It was supposed to be like a month to month contract. They hit me with so many fees, unexpected, that I probably would have saved money by just losing out on the client than I would have getting this office space. But this same client, I kid you not, ended up solving the problem because they changed their mind. No longer needed the office space. What the hell did I just do? That's one of my clear-cut examples of making a fear-based decision. Now, had I waited it out, had I stepped away from the problem, realized that I cannot solve this problem right now from this energy that I'm in, over time, I would have gotten an idea. I would have remembered somebody said something to me in a conversation, or in this example, the person would solve it on its own. And I promise you, these problems will get solved if you step away from them. And when I say step away, like, if you can't just step away and be away from the problem, go do things that make you happy. Go out into nature, read a book, my favorite thing to do to distract myself. Read a book, go to the gym, work on like, you know, your favorite arts and crafts project. Do something that makes you feel connected to yourself. And then when you are able to come back to the issue, you can see it from a bigger view than you could before. So a few tools for shifting out of fear. My favorite of all time, on, you know, aside from doing nothing, is always going to be EFT tapping. EFT tapping is emotional freedom technique. I will get into that on another episode, but it has changed my life, and it has allowed me to work through heavy negative emotions that just can't escape my body. And when I say can't escape my body, I mean, your girl won't be able to sleep. Like, I'm on edge. Another tool is name the fear out loud. Name the fear out loud means I'm afraid that if I don't get an office space for this client, I'm going to lose them. By naming it out loud, there's so much power that you take back. Because verbalizing it and saying it out loud is like a one sentence, right? But when you hold it in and you keep it in your mind, that one sentence translates to a million different other end of the world scenarios. So name it out loud. Next, reframe the what if to what if it works out. So instead of thinking, what if I lose this client, to what if Everything that is supposed to come my way is going to come my way regardless. And if this client is aligned with me and aligned with my business, then it is going to work out exactly how it's supposed to work out. And one of my other favorites, which I highly, highly suggest you do in the manifestation journey, it's one of the things they talk about a lot. And it's just easy to frame your mind around like the thoughts, because some people have a hard time changing their thoughts. But if you say like, well, what would the future version of yourself think? What would the boss ass version of yourself think in this situation? How would they handle it? What would they want you to do? So with the Kiana, the multi-million dollar business owner, would this even faze her? No, not at all. Literally, I'd be texting the client and saying, hey, we're going to take some time to find the right space for us. Let us know what you want to do. The ball's in your court, right? Not like, okay, I'm taking it all onto myself. I'm going to figure this out and I'm going to stress myself out until I find a solution. So let your future self handle it. That's my favorite. It's my favorite, favorite, favorite. The highest vibrating version of yourself that has every quality that you've ever wanted to have, that has every resource that you've ever wanted to have, and every tool that you've ever wanted to have, what would that version of you do? So I want you to know, if you made it to the end of this episode, that you deserve to live a life that's built on trust and not terror. The world that we're living in is designed to give us FOMO, fear of missing out. And fear might literally scream so loud. It's so loud. But your intuition whispers. And the whisper, that gentle nudge, that gentle nudge in the background is wisdom. So when the fear is loud, your job is to get quiet. The louder it is, the quieter you need to get. And that is where your real power lies. I promise you. If you've enjoyed this episode, and I know you have, invite people to listen to this and share this episode with someone who needs it, because a lot of us struggle with making fear-based decisions. And remind them that healing isn't about being fearless. It's about not letting fear make choices for you. My favorite thing to do is spark conversations. So if you have a friend that you love talking things through with, send this episode to them and talk to them about, you know, did anything that Kiana said in this episode resonate with you? Do you see yourself in this? Can you identify yourself in this? What's one of these things that you struggle at? And what's one of the things that you're really good at? Let me know. I love you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.